This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are working on a property tax compromise in their special session this week. CPR's Andrew Kenny looked into who that deal would benefit.
All told, property taxpayers will save about $250 million per year from the tax cut being negotiated now at the Capitol. Less than half of that benefit will go to residential owners, even though they make up the largest part of the state's tax base. The rest of the discounts will apply to taxes on other types of property, especially undeveloped commercial land and industrial land. The change will go a small way toward closing a big discrepancy in Colorado's property taxes. Non-residential property is taxed at much, much higher rates than homes. Colorado homeowners enjoy some of the lowest property taxes in the country. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Large wild horse roundups could eventually be phased out, according to the Bureau of Land Management. BLM Colorado State Director Doug Vilsack told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel that wild horse populations are still at unmanageable levels. The agency typically uses low-flying helicopters to herd wild horses, but advocates say that approach can harm the animals. Another helicopter roundup outside Grand Junction is set for September, though Vilsack says the BLM is exploring fertility drug options to manage herds. Several Coloradans are at the Paralympic opening ceremonies today and will compete in the games. This is the fourth Paralympics for Melissa Stockwell, a veteran who lost her leg in Iraq. She lives in Colorado Springs and competes in triathlon.
It's kind of the first games post-pandemic, so it's almost like this extra excitement because we're back where it should have been. My husband's going, my kids are going, and to hear them on the sidelines saying, go, mommy, go, that's like a whole other motivation.
The games continue through September 8th. It's highs in the 90s along the Front Range today, a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.